This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as I put together this recording. As I'm sitting here, there are many thoughts that are going through my mind. Firstly, let me start off by saying that when you visit the Holy Lands, you've got the option of either going first to Makkah al-Mukarramah and then coming to Madinah al-Munawwarah. You can also do it the other way around. The flexibility is there for the person who's visiting the Holy Lands. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dua the Prophet of Allah has made for this place. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Madina ka hubbina Makkah aw ashad. O Allah, make Medina beloved to us, just as you have made Makkah beloved to us. In fact, O Allah, make Medina more beloved to us than Makkah. So because of this dua, there is the natural inclination of a believer towards Madinatul Munawwarah. And why not? After all, this is the Hijrah place where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to once he was driven out of Makkatul Mukarramah by his people. And it is from this place where the Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran al-Kareem, and the beloved Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spread to the four corners of the world. It is that part of this land which houses the Rawda Mubarak, the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is that part of the land which houses Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the grand mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to perform salah here secures you the reward of performing 1,000 salah. Subhanallah. Madinatul Munawwarah is surrounded by malaika. Its alleys, its streets, its entrances is securely guarded by the malaika. And according to the authentic narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Dajjal cannot enter Madinatul Munawwarah, number one. Number two, a plague cannot grip this place and the people of Madinatul Munawwarah. It is that part of the land which houses Riyadul Jannah, a part and a piece of Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whatever is between my house and my minbar, that portion of land is from Jannah. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us Jannah in this world and in the year after also. When you enter this piece of land, make dua that, O Allah, as you have gathered me in this part of Madinatul Munawwara and in this part of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet has referred to as Riyadul Jannah, O Allah, grant me Jannah in the year after also, inshaAllah. It is Madinatul Munawwara where more than 10,000 Sahaba are buried. It is this place where the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is his wives, his children, his extended family is buried. It is this place where Quba, Masjid al-Quba, Masjid al-Qiblatain, Masjid al-Khandaq, where these blessed masajids are found. It is this place where Uhud is found. It is this place where Khandaq is found. It is this place where many other significant locations are found. Performing good deeds in the Haram and in Madinatul Munawwara increases your reward, subhanallah. And lastly, before we close off today, Madinatul Munawwara is known by many names. There's more than one name. In fact, the scholars have listed more than 100 names for Madinatul Munawwara. And this tells you of the significance of this place. When a person has a significance of a person or a place or a thing in his heart, he gives it more than one name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself refers to him by more than one name. Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. So Allah refers to himself by many names. This tells you of the importance and the significance. Likewise, We refer to Madinatul Munawwara by many names. The most popular of these names are Al-Madina and Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the Blessed City, or the city that is known as the Radiant One. The word Al-Madina means city. And it is amazing. When you mention the name city, your mind automatically races towards Madinatul Munawwara and no other part in the world, no other place in the world. Isn't that amazing? It's so simple, yet so unique. The city. Yet you know automatically that you are referring to the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us time and again to this blessed land. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us Jannah in this world and the year after. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.